the world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hey, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio New York, the number one talk radio station in the country. And thank you so much for tuning in. I know for sure that I'm not alone. I'm getting all of your beautiful messages, and I'm so grateful for all of them. And thank you for all the cyber hugs and all the likes on Facebook. And please don't stop. Don't ever stop. I love it. I love it. And I love being connected with you. So just to let you know. And also, I'd like to direct your attention to today's holiday. It's a very special holiday, I must say. Make your dreams come true day. What a beautiful holiday to celebrate. If you have been procrastinating on fulfilling your dream, this is your chance to get things right now, start of today. And this holiday encourages people to be proactive about achieving what they want in life. So start working on your dreams in this new year. Dreams that maybe you've forgotten about or you feel like it's impossible. I'm telling you, based on my own life story, everything is possible. Dreams are a part of life. Start working on your dreams. That would motivate you to do better, encourage you to take on more challenges, and energize you to succeed in your life, personally and professionally. So there you go. Have a happy, make your dreams come true day. And now, I'd love to remind you, we are streaming live on WABCRadio.com, WABCRadio.com, around the world. And you can listen to my show and other shows on your phone. Just download our WABC Radio app and you are ready to go. Okay, now it's time to introduce my first guest.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
I'm so excited to introduce my fantastic guest. He's a master trumpeter, the world's best-selling jazz artist. He has received multiple gold, platinum, and Grammy awards. The one and only, the great Chris Botti is here. Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, with an introduction like that, you should be my manager. Thank you very much. It's very nice of you. You have a very exotic voice.
Oh my gosh, your voice is amazing. Chris, when people look at your amazing career today, they may think it's been always like this, but I know that your journey with your music wasn't that shiny, that easy from the beginning, and I've heard that you even played in the subway and on the streets, and could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I think when you look at other instruments, when you look at violin or piano, there are people called prodigies, and they explode in their teens, and they're gifted. Now, in my lifetime, I've only really known of one prodigy on the trumpet, and that's Wynton Marsalis. Mm. Everyone else, the trumpet kind of bestows their talent on you like an opera singer. It just happens in their 30s and their 40s. Like Miles Davis made his best music in his 40s, you know, and that's what happened to me. I didn't really have real stardom or reach people or had the ability to move their emotions till I was in my 40s. Am I grateful for that? Absolutely. Because it's a lot of pressure to be a prodigy. You know, I felt like each step of the way, if I was able to pay my landlord by playing on the street or playing Latin gigs or playing weddings, then I felt like I was winning the Academy Award. So I was never despondent or upset that I wasn't the star at 35 yet, you know, and so I waited and I waited and waited, and I became a star at 42, you know, and that's my path in life, and I'm very proud of it.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it because we all have goals and dreams we want to achieve, and I know how determined we have to be, how strong to continue like you did. I admire that so much.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, it's also the trumpet is such a commitment. You know, you make a general pact with yourself to play the trumpet when you're 9 or 10, and it's, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours a day. Regardless of whether you're going to make it or not, you have to play that instrument. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful torture.
Yes. But you've been playing since you were 9 years old, right?
Yeah. Wow. And I still, even to this day, I still have to play. 5 hours a day, you know, and I say beautiful torture because I love it.
I've heard one day you were comparing your routine that you practice every day to some kind of a routine of a ballet dancer, how committed you have to be and how much you have to love the instrument.
It's very, very similar. So if you play the trumpet or you're a ballet dancer, you're sitting on that bar, you know, with the doing, you know, the stuff, the exercises, the calisthenics that the ballet dancers have to do every day. You have to do the thing on trumpet to get the muscles to be elastic,
mm-hmm.
and have focus. It's very physical.
Is it true, Chris, when you were 12 years old, you wrote Chuck Mangione and you invited him to dinner?
Yeah.
What a story.
And he was a nice guy, wrote me back.
Wow.
And said, you know, I can't do that, but I can, you know, have you come backstage and meet me. And he was a very lovely person.
So what is the secret to your fantastic, impressive career?
I don't know if the secret is luck, but, you know, there's certainly luck involved. And then B is I care deeply about my audience, which sounds cliche, but you'd be surprised how many artists don't care about their audience. They care about themselves. They care about their band. They care about getting paid or whatever that is, but they don't care about their audience. They're not really there to share with their audience. You know, I put my priorities where my mouth is, and I care deeply about my audience, and I do everything for them. So maybe that's one secret.
Mm-hmm. You have an impressive list of artists you have collaborated with, and it includes Sting, Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Josh Groban, Michael Bublé, Andrea Bocelli, David Foster. I mean, the list is unbelievable. Is there any artist you are still kind of dreaming of?
Someday, if Peter Gabriel ever wanted to do something, I would be honored. But I'm pretty much done the as many singers as I can. With Sting being at the top and Sting being, you know, my brother that made my career. He's the guy that, you know, is my family and stood in front of all the things and made the things happen. So it's a very different kind of collaboration with him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can imagine. You were also named
one of
the 50 most...
Oh, God, here we go.
50 most beautiful people by People Magazine. And how does it make you feel?
Well, it was 15 years ago, and you bringing it up makes me feel old. But thank you. You're very lovely. Thank you.
I will edit the numbers.
Thank you. You're very sweet. Sure. I mean, it was a Sting benefit, and I walked down the red carpet, and then the next day they called and told me that, and Sting had been out the year before, and he teased me about it, and it was very nice.
To those of you who are joining us right now, you are listening to 77 WABC Radio New York, and this is the Yola Nash Show. I'm Yola Nash, and I'm talking to Chris Botti.
Is it true you play almost like nonstop 300 days a year?
We're on the road about 280, 300 days a year, but that includes travel days. So, you know, when you go from Cancun, Mexico to Latvia, and that takes you 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and then we just had a little thing where we, you know, played the Colosseum in Rome and flew to San Francisco, played a one-nighter and flew on a red-eye to New York that night, you know,
wow.
Wacky stuff like that. We're always doing, you know, insane travel stuff, always.
Wow.
Because I like it.
Do you have time for anything else? Any other passions?
No.
No.
My personal life is a shell, but those are the priorities that you make in your life. And that, you know, if you have a, you know, if you ever had a chance when you're 9 years old to write what your absolute dream is, as a trumpet player, my dream at 9 years old, which I am living now, is like finding, you know, a needle in three haystacks. That's how much you have to be good, but you have to be lucky to that point,
mm-hmm.
to find a needle in three haystacks. So I don't have a traditional, you know, like a kid, a wife, a plant, a dog, etc. I live in a hotel in New York. I get it. And it's a really weird life, but look what I get to do. It's just awesome.
Yes,
I feel very, very lucky.
What's a guilty pleasure Chris Botti can confess?
A guilty pleasure that I really am terrible at is chess.
Oh!
All day long. And there's some kid, some 12-year-old from, you know, Mumbai, who's just crushing me and is just ticking me off so bad. But that's what I really love. There's a lot of correlation between chess and jazz. And Wynton plays it, too.
Oh, yeah. Wynton is really good at it.
Yeah.
Many jazz musicians do play chess. So interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. What can audiences expect from your show?
We're going to have the best band I've ever brought on stage. So, and if you've heard my records, then get ready. The live shows have nothing to do with my records. They're way more fun and more artistry and ups and downs and, you know, roller coaster, I guess.
Yes, we are spectacular. Tell us a little bit about your trumpet, because I know this is your baby.
So I've played for the last 16 years. It's a Martin Handcraft trumpet, Martin Handcraft. So it's from 1939. And it just, I don't know, you know, they didn't make that many of them, but it has the perfect resonance for me. It's a very large bore horn, so you can kind of diffuse the sound a little bit, and it's a wider sound than a trumpet usually is. It's a warmer sound than a trumpet usually is, and it's been really great to me. And right now, it's not fighting me at all, so I love it.
Wow! So we have a special connection with that instrument.
Yes.
Wow! It's not an easy thing to find the right instrument for yourself, right?
True.
People have no idea.
True.
Yes.
You're absolutely true.
What would you like to say to your audience here?
Well, first of all, thank you for your great interview. You're lovely. And secondly, we hope everyone comes to the show and understands it's an entertainment hosted by six of the greatest jazz musicians you're ever going to hear, and special guests.
You don't want to miss Chris Botti on Friday, January 19th at 8 p.m., Count Basie Theater, Red Bank, New Jersey. For tickets, go to chrisbotti.com or countbasietheater.org.
Chris, I can't thank you enough for being with us. I know you are extremely busy, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And we can't wait to see you here.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Internationally award-winning documentary and film director Eric Merola, featured on The Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Brzezinski, about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Second Opinion is his third documentary, a whistleblower story about how one of America's largest research centers had to cover up years of their own positive data to protect the status quo.
I was really scared. Here, everything was going great for me. What do? You've got the best job you've ever had and or may ever have in your life, and your boss is telling you to lie. So it really was a classic case of where your conscience is strained. And my response was to leak the documents. I wanted my job, and I also wanted to have a clear conscience. So I guess this is why people leak documents all the time.
Don't miss Eric Marola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years. I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. I can't even... It's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Marola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Marola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Marola's Brzezinski, Second Opinion, and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Marola on The Yola Nash Show.
I'm back. Let's continue. And to those who are joining us right now, you are listening to 77 WABC Radio. And this is The Yola Nash Show. I'm your host, Yola Nash. And now, let's dive into the next interview on today's episode, so stick around. I'm so happy to introduce my very special guest, my favorite stand-up comedian in the world, best known for his clean stand-up comedy routine. He is not only an amazing stand-up comedian, he's also a great actor, musician, simply multi-talented Clayton Fletcher.
Thank you so much, Yola. And I'm glad to be your favorite stand-up comedian because you are my favorite talk show host.
Oh, yo. And now I'm blushing. I love touching variety of topics with you. Whatever we touch, we turn into the gold.
Okay.
Of laughter.
We're mining for laughter gold today.
Yes.
Sounds good.
So, you know, I was reading the other day about the most ridiculous laws in America and all over the world. For instance, I found, based on my research online...
You mean you didn't go to the library, ask for the encyclopedia?
No, I didn't.
So that you could read the... Okay, so you just went online.
I'm allergic to books.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, did you check your sources? Because there's a lot of fake news out there.
I was trying
to have
check
to be careful.
In Idaho.
Yes.
I found out in Idaho, cannibalism is strictly punishable. And you can go to prison in Idaho for 14 years.
It's against the law in Idaho.
Yes.
To eat another person.
Yes.
And if you do, you have to go to jail for 14 years.
Yes.
How did they come up with 14? 15 was too many, but 13, not quite enough.
I would say we should change it to 14 and a half.
The thing about these old laws is that the government doesn't ever repeal any laws. That's a pretty strict punishment, though.
14 years. So be careful.
Okay.
Watch what you're eating.
Watch what you eat in Idaho.
Yes,
that's right. Just potatoes.
Do you know, like, in New Mexico, the law states in the New Mexico Constitution that idiots cannot vote in state elections.
That's a real law?
Real law.
Wow.
Can you believe that one?
But I think it's probably a good idea that we exclude them from voting. That doesn't say much about the morons that are allowed to vote every day.
Yes. In Arkansas, there is a law, still exists. This law is there since like 1800s, as far as I know. And that law states a husband is allowed to beat his wife, but only once a month.
Oh, once a month.
Yes,
so you get like
the limit.
Do you think there's any reason, Yola, as a woman, why they pick monthly? This is a great example.
This
one of these
crazy,
ridiculous
right?
laws that never got repealed. Why don't you just say, just stop. They had it. They were doing fine.
Yeah.
They got to the part where they said, it's illegal to beat your wife. Okay, stop right there. Law passed.
Yeah.
They had to say, except once a month. Now, see, that's where you lost me.
It just makes you speechless. But, you know, like in going to some other countries, just to give us a little variety to have a conversation regarding ridiculous law, the mm-hmm. most ridiculous law. In France, it is illegal to name a pig Napoleon.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So Napoleon is a fine name for, say, example, your pet rat or your possum. But if you have a pig, no, no, no.
You cannot.
You cannot name your pig Napoleon because the pig already has a Napoleon complex. So this law is actually designed to help the pig.
I see.
This is a pig-friendly law.
Pig-friendly law.
I would love to know what is the foundation of this law. My guess would be that during Napoleon's reign, he probably didn't want to have any pigs named after him.
Yes.
Which is
it
why.
It wouldn't be good for him.
Yeah,
and
so.
And probably it wouldn't be good for that particular pig.
Right. Yeah, because he wasn't a very popular ruler.
Oh, one more I remember. In Honolulu, Hawaii, it is illegal to sing loudly after sunset. So I cannot go to Hawaii because I love singing. So it's not good for me.
Yeah, and you like to belt it out when
exactly.
you sing. Yeah,
especially
really.
At the sunset, like,
yeah.
I feel good.
I feel good. That's your favorite song for sure. So after sunset, that's when we have quiet time in Hawaii. The only problem is if you ever wanted to open a karaoke bar in Hawaii,
yes, you're
like, out of luck. You got to have a daytime brunch special or something. Yeah. And you know a law that I think they should have on airlines, or at least a rule? You must wear pants unless you are a woman. Because I hate when I'm sitting on the plane next to some guy in shorts.
Who is undressed.
And he's got his short shorts on. Oh. And I have to stare at this guy's hairy legs for 8 hours.
Yeah. And you have nightmares afterwards.
I have nightmares. And it's always the guy with the brutal smell, the bad odor. He's got his hairy legs and he's manspreading, which is a serious problem we must address.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, stay out of my seat, buddy.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah, I think so.
You cannot take on some planes on when you're flying with certain airlines. You cannot take with you monkeys, nuts, and human remains.
Oh, okay.
So human remains, I understand, but out of respect, of course. But monkeys and nuts are not good. Unless some airlines say animals are allowed when they are providing you with emotional support.
Yeah, this is the loophole.
This is a good one.
So for every rule, for every rule, we need to have a loophole.
I have my gorilla with me.
This is.
He loves me. He supports me emotionally.
I know it's going to be inconvenient for the other passengers, but I need my anxiety giraffe.
Yeah, my my gorilla is only like 800 pounds because I'm afraid when I fly.
Oh, okay.
I need some emotional support, some nice company.
Yeah.
Someone that's going to hold my hand.
He will. He will hold your hand, and then he'll also hold the luggage rack, and he'll swing from the wing.
Oh my gosh, we can continue this forever.
I love these laws. Thanks for bringing them.
I love these laws. And I love, analyzing these laws with you.
Yeah, I think we've pretty much solved all of the world's problems.
We covered all the grounds,
You're welcome, everybody. We fixed everything.
Yes, I always love you here.
It's my pleasure to be here. And please visit me on the social media outlets, such as Twitter and Instagram, at Clayton Comic, and you can find out where I'll be performing my stand-up comedy routine, which may or may not include jokes about bringing a monkey onto an airplane.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Clayton Fletcher.
77 WABC.
No, I've never been premenstrual in my life.
You're not PMSing.
Not right now.
Don't believe us. Believe Yola. She's not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I never lie.
Exactly. Let's put you on the spot.
I would be like a shy mouse.
Waving through the window.
That was good.
It's Yola Nash.
Yes, Yola Nash here, and you're listening to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio. And this show wouldn't be complete without some great poetry, so I'd like to invite you to listen to my favorite poet, Fela, a.k.a. Mano Dano. And that's Mahno Dahno. She's a multi-talented poet, writer, and artist, who not only sets her poems to her own music, but also incorporates them together with her paintings into a series of videos, which are amazingly entertaining and gaining a great recognition around the world. And I can reveal, I guess, a little secret. You will have a chance to see Fela's beautiful video poetry in New York. And also, exciting news, her new poetry book is coming up soon. I'll give you more details in my upcoming shows. But to experience her beautiful work now, simply go to manodano.com. And now I'd love to leave you with Fela and her amazingly written poetry. Listen.
Do you know what truth is? I don't. I thought I knew. And then it turned on its head. And I danced on my ear. Do you know what truth is? I don't. I was looking for it. And then it wandered away. It wandered into the distance. And I swung on my eye. Do you know what truth is? I don't. I recognize it, but I don't know what it is. I thought I did, but then it turned inside out, and I hopped on my hair. Have you ever danced on your ear when truth was there, and then it was not? Have you swung on your eye when you touched truth and your hand reached through a cloud? Have you hopped on your hair when truth was black and then it was white? How is it that truth is nowhere to be found? I mean, nowhere to be found. But then it permeates all. Permeates your most desperate heart and your darkest night? How is it that truth is invisible when you crane your neck for a whiff of its fragrance, just when you fade into its dream? Do you know what truth is?
As always, beautiful. So definitely next week I will be happy to feature Fela again. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show, and the only thing I can say now, please don't forget to tune in next week for more of the Yola Nash Show. You can listen live on Saturday 2 a.m. and Sunday 4 p.m. And please don't forget to check out my on-camera celebrity interviews, where celebrities are talking. The interviews can be watched on our popular video podcast on wabcradio.com, stage 17. Or the Yola Nash Show on my YouTube channel. And please stay connected on social media. It's easy to find me on Facebook, The Yola Nash Show, on Instagram, Yola Nash Show, and on Twitter, at Yola Nash Show. And visit my website, yolanash.com. Okay, I guess we covered all the platforms. So thank you so much for being with me today. It's beautiful. Let's do it again. Stay well, be happy, be healthy. Till next time, I'm Yola Nash.
77 WABC. It's Yola Nash, New York.